Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 1st of October, and I'm recording at 8:10 p.m. That's obviously 50 minutes before the close on Wall Street, but there's plenty to talk about here on this day. Now, as you know, with stock markets, they have been mostly slipping lower, really since the 19th of September, and that occurred. That started the day after Ben Bernanke triggered a short squeeze when he surprised most commentators by deciding not to commence tapering. And I'm sure that he's very glad that he did just that here today with the temporary or partial government shutdown and also the debt ceiling issue coming up on the 17th of this month. But what I want to talk about here first is commodity markets, because we've seen some sharp moves in here today, not least among the precious metals, well, especially among the precious metals. And basically, the sector was hit really quite hard. In silver, which trades like gold, only a high beta gold, in other words, much more volatile in both directions, fell over a dollar. It got down to 20.63. Now, it's still trading, of course, but then it bounced, had a good bounce, and it's still down nearly 50 cents and at 21.21 as I speak, and down at that low that I mentioned earlier, that $20.63, that's right on the top range of a narrow little area of support in about a dollar range that had occurred just over a month ago, month or two ago. It arranged it sideways. So these metals, these precious metals, are getting interesting in terms of pulling back towards previous support. You've also got some powerful bear advocates who've been shorting this market and talking it down, led by Goldman Sachs, and that's always a recipe for a fair amount of choppy activity. Now, gold, similarly, as I look right now, gold is currently at $12.90. That's down nearly $39. It was down over $46, got down to $12.82.56. So under pressure here, and it hasn't seen as much of a bounce as we have seen for silver off those lows. Down over 7 on the platinum, and beg your pardon, on the palladium, and platinum down $25 at $13.87. We also have seen softness in soybeans. Once again, corn a little down just a couple of cents. Wheat up too. So really, it's basically good news here in terms of the U.S. harvest. I mean, the prices are soft. That means that most of the crop is being brought in. And crude oil was also hit here today, but then has bounced back a bit. We saw, for instance, the WTI crude, that's the U.S. contract, got down to nearly 101, and it's currently about 80 cents higher, but still down on the day. And similarly, the the Brent, got down to 106.81. It's currently a dollar higher here now, but still down nearly 60 cents on the day. So the crude oil is continuing to drift down as the fears of another major incident involving the U.S. military in the Middle East, that has obviously faded, and we've seen some of those long hedges continue to come out. mean, I won't feel really comfortable about oil prices until I see them below the $100 level, and that would probably put the WTI closer to 90, and I'd like to see them holding below the $100 level. But at least we're not getting a surge, which would be very damaging to a soft global economy. And elsewhere, the industrial metals, they've softened here again. Copper down 4.6 as I speak. And there's still well, we've seen periodic rallies off the lows in this sector, but they haven't been able to hold them. And also the Continuous Commodity Index, that's CCI in the chart library, if you want to look that up. I talk about that quite a bit because it's an unweighted index and a good overall gauge of what most of these commodities are doing. And that's trading at about 514, and the lows are down near 500 over the last year. And so that is both a technical and also psychological support area. But the fact that we're only 14 points above it here today just shows that this commodity sector is still soft, and I think that reflects lowish demand, not least from China, and also an unwinding of hedge long positions. And it suggests that there's just too much supply relative to the current demand. And as I've said before, I think that we're going to need to see some supply cutbacks really to lift those industrial metals before the demand picks up. I think we'll see some supply cutbacks. We've already seen Malaysia do that with tin, but among the private corporations, they'd rather see somebody else do it. But I think it will actually occur before too long. And moving on to the long-dated government bond yields, they firmed up here just a little bit, but nothing like an upward dynamic, which would signal that we had reached a more important reaction low. And they, of course, have fallen quite sharply, particularly the U.S. Treasuries, since the 19th of September, when or the 18th of September, when Ben Bernanke, as I mentioned before, did not commence the quantitative easing tapering. And you might also remember that one Fed governor, voting Fed governor James Bullard, had suggested shortly after that meeting that Bernanke might right come back, might come right back and commence tapering this month. Well, I said at the time that that was a somewhat quixotic comment, or certainly that Bernanke would look quixotic were he to actually do that. And I think there's almost no chance of that actually happening. Because you've got this partial closure of the US government, and we don't know when that's going to end, although I certainly assume that it's a short-term development. But then we've also got the debt ceiling issue coming up on the 17th of October. So I can't see Bernanke commencing the quantitative easing against that background. That means that his a follower who presumably, well, the majority of people are saying it's going to be Janet Yellen, his successor, I should say, will be making the decision in December. And so therefore the first tapering of the QE is likely to be, well, it can't occur actually, I think, now until the month of December, and it may not happen then, depending on what actually develops in the news. Now, in terms of stock markets, They've been slipping, as you know, but are slightly steadier in here today. The better gains occurred in Europe, and that was led by the Italian market, which had been hit recently. But that's up over 3% here today, and also Spain up 1.69. But you've got several 1 point plus gains here, including the German DAX index and the French CAC index. Europe has the best gains because Wall Street was reasonably steady when Europe closed, and the Dow was, well, I think the Dow was up about 70, 80 points, and the S&P was up 13 to 14 points. But Wall Street's been giving up those gains here, and we're currently up only 20 on the Dow, and S&P and Nasdaq, though, are doing better. S&P still up 9.5 points here at 1691. And in the Asian markets, Japan was a fraction steadier here today. China is closed for the day, and let's see, Australia a little bit softer, but the majority of the Asian markets closed with modest gains. The best of those was Thailand, up 1.81%. Overall, I think that the risk that we'll see a further pullback following that somewhat overextended rally following Mr. Bernanke's announcement last month on the 18th, and given some of the uncertainties that exist here right now, the slow GDP growth, the slowing in the growth of corporate profits. These are all factors that I think can lead to a little bit of additional reaction here by stock markets. But I'm certainly not expecting a rout. And what I think we will see developing over the next few weeks is we'll be returning to levels that offer another buying opportunity, and that would be somewhat lower than where we currently are today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.